For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And a very special good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition, a midweek edition of Jeff DeForest, along with Mike Luby Lubitz. Trying to get in the spirit of the thing. Do you have to be dyslexic to read this? Is it coming out backwards here? A little March Madness, Luby. March Madness. That's what it's all about. And this is a week where you can do a little research, you degenerate sickos out there. You can do a little research and maybe find yourself a path to make a few bucks, a little bit of cash in the early rounds of the NCAA tournament. Is it worth your investment of time, Mike Luby Lubitz, Mr. Basketball? What do you think? Is it worth it to watch some of these, as we like to deem them, the weenie conference tournaments? Yeah. To see if there's a team in there. And I'm not talking about St. Mary's, I guess, if you're talking about the West Coast Athletic Conference. Gonzaga's been representative, and this is one of the good things that happened yesterday. Gonzaga lost. So all those wise guys can shut their fucking mouths about Gonzaga. Don't you hate this conversation every year? It seems like it turns it as well. You better watch out for Gonzaga. Gonzaga hasn't done shit. Holy John Stockton. The last time Gonzaga was really relevant was on the old series, the GE College Bowl. I don't know if many of you are old enough to even remember this being on TV. It was one of the pioneering programs in the early days of television, the GE College Bowl, and they matched three supposed intellectual universities against each other in kind of a quiz show showdown, a Jeopardy type of showdown. And Gonzaga routinely would end up in the winner's circle there. So they're very smart at Gonzaga, but can they play basketball at a championship level? I don't know, Louis. Oh, what do you think? Do they ever win a championship?
Oh, I don't know.
In our lifetime, will Mark Few ever win the NCAA tournament? Good question.
Yeah.
Now, and this is common also, and it's probably not an unwise theory to examine, where you have a team that isn't necessarily one of the ones that's being talked about all year long, and they start to round into form right around this time of the year, which it appeared that Gonzaga was doing, Louis. Not that I've been following it all that closely. I still think Kelly Olynyk is playing for Gonzaga. What the hell do I know about Gonzaga? But nonetheless, whenever they've had the goods, like when they had Anna Morrison or any of these marquee players that everybody thought was going to light it up in the NBA, what happened? Routinely, they would lose in the second round of the tournament, inexplicably get knocked out by some schmink team that you never heard of. And there would be Mark Few very disappointed walking off. And everybody would say the announcers, well, that's one hell of a coach just got defeated there. And not to impugn his integrity, he's done a nice job, but it's not happening, people. And the further evidence of that was given to us last night as St. Mary's triumphs over Gonzaga. Thank you very much, St. Mary's. But those aren't the kind of teams that we're looking for, Luby. We're looking for a team we can make a score on. I was watching. Now, can you make a case? Do you know where Oakland plays its basketball and what city it originates from? Oakland. You would think right away, huh? California,
so
very natural
Oakland.
Thing.
Okay.
They're in the Horizon Conference, and they won the Horizon Conference Championship behind a guy named Trey Townsend, who was the Horizon Conference Player of the Year. This guy was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night. He was unbelievable. Fantastic. He's not that tall, but nonetheless, a power player, lays down low in the post, makes a lot of conversions around the basket, a variety of fashions, left-handed hooks, right-handed hooks. Kid was sensational, and they prevail over Milwaukee Oakland from Auburn Hills, Michigan, Luby. Auburn Hills, Michigan. Can we make a case for these guys, or are we dreaming? Can they win a game in the NCAA tournament? Horizon Conference champions. They have a coach there, Greg Campy. Have you heard of Greg Campy? This is one of those guys that is the epitome of what college athletics, intercollegiate athletics, is all about, my friend. The pure scent of amateurism. It's all over this Oakland program with Greg Campy. He's been the coach there for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
One school. 40 Jesus. Years. He's one of nine guys that has been in a school for 25 years or more, currently active on the college coaching scene. 40 years, the same school. Now, it would be common for somebody like this. I mean, we're waiting for Dusty May of FAU to get swallowed up. Louisville job is open now. Is he a candidate there? I don't know. We have him as a candidate everywhere. Dusty May, who made the huge run. You make a run like that to the Final Four with a team that is so nondescript and unrecognized by the college basketball world. Florida Atlantic University. It was an outpost on a sign on I-95. That was the only recognition that the school had prior to this basketball run that they had last year. Nobody gave a shit about FAU basketball. They didn't even know they had a team. This guy puts them on the map. Now, while other coaches, and there were other coaches from last year's tournament who prospered, who ended up scoring unlikely upsets early in the tournament and went on to bigger jobs. It happens. It's a matter of routine. There may be no more beneficial position to be in than to be the coach of some nondescript, unlikely school that pulls off an upset in the NCAA tournament, and the next thing you know, bingo, Ohio State is calling. Or anybody that has a big opening. So we're wondering, that's part of the speculation, where will Dusty May of FAU, now their season is not over, they still have their conference tournament, there's a strong likelihood, I would imagine, they're going to make the NCAA tournament, regardless of how they fare in the conference tournament. I think they will get into the tournament field, and if they do they have to distinguish themselves, or does Dusty May automatically get a better job just based on what he did last year? What do you think?
I mean, he'll be offered jobs. He was offered jobs last year. We'll see if it's the kind of job that's worth him leaving. I do think he sort of hit his zenith here at FAU. Like, I don't know if he's making them a Gonzaga. Like, I don't know if he's making them a consistent program. There's only so much you're going to do at a job like that, and that's why guys leave. And as content as he seems, he's a young dude, and he's moved up pretty fast. Like, I don't see him just staying in FAU for the long haul. And if he, at some point you have to leave, or you do start losing that momentum.
There's the coaching watch that goes on during a tournament, and then this is where you can really make out well, right? This is where the cleaning lady always has the advantage, because she's not afraid to pick an Oakland over a Purdue or one of the higher seeds. Can you realistically do that? I don't know that we've seen it, Luby. Have you followed any of this? I mean, you're sort of out of it when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Now, this is when I start getting
into
it.
When are you going to get involved in this all the group therapy that we're trying to do? Find a weenie team that can score an upset at the NCAA tournament. You got Drake out of the Missouri Valley Conference. They're in. Stetson, the Hatters.
Nice.
They're in the tournament. James Madison. We've seen them do heroic things in the past, of course. James Madison making a big run into the Final Four.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Samford, which I thought was a dog track somewhere in Florida, but it turns out it's a college in Alabama. Samford, they're in the tournament. There are others. And as I said, this is the essence of what college basketball is all about, right? A guy like Greg Campy with Oakland, does he score one victory in the NCAA tournament? Does he even get one?
Oh, God.
40 years at the same school, Luby. 40 fucking years this guy's been in Auburn Hills, Michigan, coaching Oakland, which, like I said, if I didn't know better, I would swear that they just flew in from California. I was looking for a bunch of surfing guys on there. But interesting the way this is all developing and shaping up. I don't know about, what's Lunardi's first name? Is it Joe Lunardi?
Joe Lunardi.
Boy, this guy looks, he looks like a shot fighter, doesn't he? He's aged 100 years. I mean, how many times can you run that same gambit on TV and get away with it and make it interesting? The last four out, whatever that is, what is it? First four out, last four in? Is that the way it goes? Or is it the last four in, first four out?
Yes, it's the last four in, first four out. They're the last to get
okay, they have the St. John's and Rick Pitino in there. 40-1 to win it all, Luby. Is that worth a wager? 40-1?
I mean,
They're not going to win the championship this year. They're barely even qualifying for the tournament. What are you talking about? I mean, they may get knocked down in their own conference tournament.
We'll see what they do in the conference tournament. And Pitino's the kind of guy that could get on a run, so you could see them winning a couple games. Look, it all depends on the brackets. Like, you get excited now. This does nothing. You have to see what the bracket is. You have to see where... That's how you know the teams are going to make a run, the small teams, is who they're
what kind of favorable
against.
Treatment will Duke get? Is always one of the questions that you have to ask yourself. It's one of the four questions. It's kind of like the four questions of Passover. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because Duke gets screwed. That would be an exceptional occurrence if it happened, but that's not happening, right? Duke's going to be accommodated very well, and usually with the softest path. Well, when Coach K was there, I don't know, does Shire have the same kind of pull with these committees?
No, probably not.
They usually make sure it's just a veritable stepping stone to the championship in the Final Four for Duke. They try to ensure that there's nothing in their path, right? Path of least resistance, but it doesn't always work out that way, and we're always happy about that. Is that your favorite team to see get knocked out of the tournament first, Duke? I would say it would be mine, yes.
100%.
Mostly tainted by the continued analysis and color commentary of one Jay Billis, who makes you, I mean, if you didn't hate Duke to begin with, you really hate them after seeing Jay Billis. Don't you? Hearing Jay Billis to a ball game. If you wanted to inspire, I mean, never mind these clever slogans that are in the end zone in the NFL and on the back of helmets, let's eradicate and do away with hate. It's okay to hate Jay Billis. It really is, watching him do basketball games. But we're going to get a lot of it. I kind of miss, where's Dick Vitale at health-wise, Luby? Is he okay? Is he back doing anything?
I haven't seen him in forever, so I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know he had health issues. He's older. I think he's in his...
Don't you need him to spark this up? I know a lot of people think he became a caricature of himself. That's a common thing to say about a guy that really has kind of worn out his welcome, maybe as we have here on the morning briefing. Oh, well, he's just become a caricature of himself. I don't know. I like the caricature. The enthusiasm that's infused into college basketball by Dick Vitale, even if you think the man is bordering on being insane, still is the kind of thing that gets you emotionally involved in the game a little bit more than you normally would. Although now, with everybody betting their brains out on these ball games, I would think, will this be the biggest betting event ever in the history of the NCAA tournament with all these various... betting options that people have now? Every year, I would imagine, they continue to set the record. No idea, Luby, who's going to win it all? What do you think? Are you going to make any kind of prediction before this thing gets underway?
No. I mean, you have to see the brackets. That's because you'll think a team will go all the way, and then they get a weird-ass matchups. I mean, and that's the thing with the small teams from small conferences. Like, their matchup is everything. So,
yes, and it's usually monumental to try and overcome.
I'd have to see. I don't know. Yeah, St. Mary's, I know, actually took out Gonzaga, so they're a team that people, I guess, are sort of interested in. Our buddy the professor has been high on them. We'll say this week we'll tell you a lot. The conference tournaments only matter so much, but you can see teams that are sort of putting it together. FAU was really putting it together last year by the conference tournaments, and I think that helped propel them into
what
the
NCAA tournament.
What happened
to those guys, by the way? My God.
Yeah, they were a disaster.
They ended the season with 10 straight losses.
They're a disaster. And yes, they had injury issues. The ACC was massively down. And for what they brought back, even with injury issues, to be like, we love Coach Larrañaga, but that was a fucking disaster. I don't understand what happened.
10 straight, including getting clobbered yesterday by
a bad BC
Boston
team.
College, BC's who was supposed to be very bad this year and ended up doing okay. But, a Final Four team, you talk about how tough it is to repeat. They don't even get back into the tournament, the University of Miami, and finish on a slide that makes you, it's almost alarming to see the way that their season is just absolutely discombobulated. They weren't really showing the kind of talent that they had a year ago when they made this phenomenal run. But, to finish it on an 11 or 10-game losing streak, including first round of the ACC tournament to Boston College. As the maitre d' used to tell me at the Dharma Grab restaurant on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles when he was a group of dentists or whatever from Encino instead of the movie stars we were accustomed to. Such ugliness. Such ugliness. That's what it is. All right. I don't know that we gave you any kind of insight. What did I give you? Nothing. I told you that Greg Campy had been at Oakland for 40 years. Nobody would have known that, right? Not even Campy. Does he realize he's been there 40
Probably
years?
Probably not.
One of those guys that it'd be really easy to root for. So we're going to root for Oakland in the tournament a little bit. Wagner also got in there. Wagner.
There you go.
They got into the tournament over Merrimack, who was a tough luck team, right? Last year they would have qualified, but they had to sit out a little moratorium period where because they'd made the transition to Division I by some screwy NCAA rule and the parameters and guidelines that they go by, which who would pay attention to that anymore? Who would pay attention to it? Nobody. They didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament because they hadn't been in Division I long enough, apparently. And so this year, they lose in a nail-biter final to Wagner. Couldn't get into the tournament. Merrimack, which doesn't sound like the kind of school that you would think that you would bet a ton of money on to win the NCAA tournament or even get in. So Wagner gets in there. We need teams. We got to find one, Louie. I think you really need to research this over the next week or so.
We'll see what happens Selection Sunday. I'll have a much better idea coming into Monday than I do today. And we'll have 3 days. The tournament doesn't start till Thursday. So
I don't want your first round bracket to look like the usual butcher job. There's nothing but lines through teams. Do you always end up picking the higher seed? Now, you know that the 5 versus 12 is going to be at least one of those four games is going to go to the 12th seed. There's no doubt about that. And it happens every year. Sometimes 3 out of 4 of them go to the 12th seed. But, and is that where we start looking for upsets, or do you look even lower down at this point?
Yeah, to me, to predict 15-2s is a lot. Like, it happens. We've seen 16-1s now, but it's hard for me to predict that. I think you're reaching when you're like Purdue. Yeah, they lost as a top 4 seed or top 8 seed, whatever the hell they were. But you're picking Purdue to lose to Fairleigh Dickinson, then you're a fucking soothsayer. Or you went to Fairleigh Dickinson and you were really hoping for your alma mater. It's hard for me to predict those. But yeah, I mean, 12-5 is 100%. 13-4s, you'll see a lot of those. And those, I'll do at least one of each of those, at least.
All right, well, we're getting ready, man. We're getting ready to roll the dice here, my friend. It's going to be good. March Madness. I'm already full of it.
There you go.
I think I have gone insane watching all of these winning tournaments. I mean, what the fuck am I doing with my time? What happened to my life? I'm watching Oakland, Milwaukee last night. All right, we got to get out of here. It's been a lot of fun being with you. Selection Sunday is coming up right around the corner, and then we'll have more information on that. And we'll try to get you some insight into what's happening. We have a couple of basketball handicappers we actually have great respect for. So we'll pass along whatever they have for us during the course of the tournament. And you know, it was another one of those things where you're thinking, should I do it this year? I almost pulled the trigger on it. Couldn't do it. Get out to Vegas for the first round of the tournament. Isn't that what you want to do? I guess you can find the sportsbook
now,
atmosphere
now
in a lot of different places.
You have wherever you are, but there's nothing like Vegas. I mean,
that would be the place to be, wouldn't it? Everybody yelling and screaming and going nuts.
Nothing
it's
like
fantastic.
Vegas.
All right, we will see you guys tomorrow. Another edition of the Morning Briefing. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. Thanks for tuning in to today's show, as it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched. Steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.